Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is beep time!
Who is Randy? Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pachitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh boy, how are you, folks? Oh boy, oh boy, almost had it, almost had it. Oh, we're here, we're doing it, we're live on Behind the Jeans, folks. Behind the Jeans Show at gmail.com. That's where you can stay in touch outside of the old chat section. I'd love for you if you hit up the email, behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Let us know if there's anything from, you know, classic jeans inside the vault that you want to hear. Things like that. I would love for y'all to put that in there and let us know. I do not know. We had a little private chat with Cougar here. We're going to have Cougar on. We're going to have Chad on, and maybe even a little appearance from Annie a little in the later in the program, based off the fact that they just helped sort of facilitate Danny Brown's 100th episode. It was live. A lot goes into that, so we'll talk about that coming up on Behind the Jeans. I don't know if my comments are populating or not, so I'm going to pull up the stream on YouTube here so I can see everything that you're saying, because I'm not, I don't know why it's not happening, Cougar. I don't know why they're not populating on my thing here, but let's now do a little extra work. And I got to tell you, folks, the roach a little worse for wear. I'll tell you a little tale. Last night, the roach went to a concert, and I had maybe two beers. I didn't really smoke any weed. I had a couple hits of a vape pen, and I'm vibing. I'm having a good time. And all of a sudden, I get so hot, I overheat, and I collapse. And I've just been having a little bit of a cloudy day ever since then. I'm going to the doctor to find out. Let's see here. Where are we? I'm going to be out on the road this weekend trying to get myself. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I think I'll be all right. I think it was just an overheat issue, and because I was fine the second I stepped outside. But boy, oh boy, my brain's a little fried. And I'm going to Alabama this weekend of all weekends, Huntsville, Alabama, this Friday, this Saturday. Make sure you come on out and check out things at Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama. You know what's funny? And we're going to discuss a gentleman in a little while who had the same thing happen. That's what made me think of it. After it happened, I thought, this just happened to somebody I know. Oh, yeah, Duncan Trussell. And Duncan was on recently with Ari Shaffir. And I heard the story about him collapsing at a Muse concert, fainting a bit, if you will. And that was when Brian Simpson was on Joe Rogan. That's what like made me go, oh, yeah. And then I thought, oh, Duncan is on this week's episode of You Be Trippin'. Let's get into it. Why isn't it sharing?
Spectacular.
Really?
A lot of people don't, right? Am I wrong that bathrooms in India are private?
Oh, this
they
is a
all
shock.
They all have bidets, and they are like, usually there's a nice floral arrangement in the bathrooms, bathroom attendants, in every bathroom, no matter where you go.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yes!
Okay.
This threw me for a loop, I'm not going to lie, because when I went into this, I thought, you know, if you're going to ask me about a bathroom in India, I would have been like hole in ground, everyone crowded around watching you as you try and shit. My father, he was born in Egypt. I know the last name Potter doesn't strike Egyptian, but he wasn't, let's just say his parents weren't from there, but that's where he was born, and that's how he used to describe going to the bathroom to me in a public place. He'd be like, yeah, you'd walk in a room, there was a hole in the middle, and, you know, guys would just kind of line up in a circle around you, and then you would just shit in the hole. So that's what I thought India was like. And then he came out of the gate describing such an opulent sort of environment, and I was like, what the hell's going on? And when Ari said, are you being sarcastic? I broke out laughing. I was like, oh, thank God, because I really had to. I thought I was being a real racist there for a second. I thought I had a maligned opinion of these bathrooms.
I was going to say, I don't remember this at all.
Okay.
You know, because you got to understand, like, we use toilet paper to wipe our ass, yeah, obviously. Uh-huh. They're like, really? You're going to use fucking paper to, like, wipe shit off of your body? Like, you would never, you know. Like, so they will have, like, a bucket with some kind of cloth right there where you can use water to actually clean your ass with your hand.
Yeah.
And then you go and wash your fucking hands. Now, you...
God, this man used to.
Dude, again, in Dharamsala, met this... Indian guy at a church. I was just looking at the graveyard, and, you know, again, obnoxious. I look back at my so obnoxious. I'm like, what is that with you guys, like, wiping with your hand? And he goes, if I took shit and put it on your cheek right now, would you wipe it off with a Kleenex?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right? Like, it's very logical.
Caparillo explained that to me about wet wipes.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, just, he goes, let me show you something. And he's like, we were at my apartment on Sunset, and he put a little Coca-Cola and just spilled it out. He goes, let's wait a minute here. And then he's like, all right, wipe it off. And then I did. And he goes, touch the spot. And it's like sticky. I'm like, transfer Coke to shit. And that's what you're leaving on your butt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm done. You're right.
Wipe that's it. The truth. Except now the wet wipe fucking apocalypse is upon us. You know, because, yeah, like, the wet wipes.
Clogging up all the systems.
There's huge. Giant, like, wet wipe masses in the sewers now, like, massive fucking, like, infinite assholes, like,
I heard the wet wipes, they glom together, yes, they have the sore gravity, and they've been starting to become sentient.
That is, and truly, no, I know a lot of people are going to hear this and think it's bullshit. Look it up. Look at this study Professor William Dystrup did at Stanford on this, because people were reporting that these things seem to be moving, or there seemed to be some kind of intelligence there. And yeah, as it turns out.
Oh, he died.
Well, no. Did he die?
What's the study?
What?
What's the study?
It's like measuring intelligence and wet wipe coalescence in the sewers of the UK. No, it's,
you hear that? The wet wipes are alive. Good golly. I just thought that they were pollution. You know what I'm saying? Not pollution, but I definitely had an incident in my building where somebody was flushing the wet wipes and the plumbing exploded. And so I thought, what are we doing here? Would I rather have a little poopy in my butt, or would I rather have my plumbing explode? These were the two options I thought, but that's why a bidet is just so clutch. It's truly just like the best way to go about it, because you get the best of both worlds. You get to water your butthole and then wipe it off and go about your business, and you're not clogging the tubes. You're not creating sentient wet wipes. I didn't even know that was a risk. Now wet wipes are just like lurking in the sewers. They're going to one day take over. I mean, that is terrifying. I just thought, oh boy, my plumbing could go, but boy, oh boy, not the case. What are we out there? Would you rather, that's a fun, would you rather have your plumbing destroyed or have your beehole be a little dirty? I'll tell you what, sometimes I even wonder, how much does it even matter how dirty my beehole is? What's the difference at this point? I mean, that's really a sign of giving up, though. is not caring. So I'm trying my best out here. But day all day, says Corey Sanchez. I see some new people in the chat today. Good to see. We've got Tom Hanksgiving. I don't know if he's been here before, but it's a newer name to me. So welcome. Good to see some new faces in here. And of course, if there's anything you want to discuss, get in the chat. Become a member. Oh boy, what is up, Zach? Attack that. Booyah. Where is the bidet at? Where's the bidet gang at? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking. Mine is in the bathroom. That's where I think typically most people's bidet is. That's why I was so concerned by the question there at the end of the day. But yes, no, the bidet is the way to go. And, you know, some of the European countries, they have them all around and about. But do they have them in the places where you shit in a hole? I guess he just mentioned he has a little bit of, like, the water. The hand thing bugs me. I would like a little, maybe someone should create a shit glove. You know what I mean? A glove where you put it on, you do that whole thing maybe like they're doing down there, and then you can go, but then the gloves would be living in the sewers. So I don't know what the solution is. I can't believe we've been a species for, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, and we still haven't quite figured out how to wipe our asses quite yet. This is something else. Oh, boy. That's my bidet. That's where it spits. Ooh, the bidet does spit inside your butt. That's true. That is a nice thing. I'm, you know, I have one, and I try not to use it willy-nilly, you know, because I'm afraid the bidet is just going to turn me on. I mean, putting nice, like, ooh, you know what I mean? There's like a, there's a border there between, it's a thin line, if you will, and it's between cleanliness and horniness at the end of the day. The hand thing is insane. I agree. Isn't that crazy? I mean, even when he was talking about, like, describing when Ari said how he's like, if you get shit on your face, are you going to use a napkin? I don't think I would just use a napkin. Like, I think he was getting at the water thing. I certainly wouldn't use, I would get something to wipe it off. I would not use my hand and trust that. They use a little bucket of water. Now, Chad, you were, you're here hanging out because you're getting ready to talk to us about the Danny Brown live experience and all of that. But I think I can bring you on about this because you were in India too, correct?
Sure was. Yeah, twice.
And you even said in the chat over here how when, Danny was talking, or excuse me, when Duncan was talking about the bathrooms, it threw you off too.
Yeah, I was like, what is he? I don't remember that at all. Like, even at the hall there, it was like just water everywhere and like a hole in the ground. So I was confused, but
it is just a hole in the ground, right? Like, I'm not being obtuse in my thinking.
Not everybody just has a hole in the ground, but for the most part, yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. And then they have a little bucket of water that you pour onto your hand to, you know, go underneath to rinse off with.
That's crazy. I mean, like, again, don't you think after a certain amount, I mean, it's 2024, for Christ's sake, you think we'd have this figured out at the end of the day?
Right.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you about the Danny Brown show, because I know you were integral in that whole thing. We'll get back to you in a sec here, all right? Thank you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All righty. Let's, is there any more I wanted to play from this?
It's wild. You know, it's wild. I've never seen one, but they say they kind of undulate down there. And they seem to be, this is what happens. I mean,
these sentient wipes.
This is what happens. Single cell organisms become multicellular organisms. And apparently the wet wipes are waking up.
This, I have never before wanted to go to India. This has made me want to go.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
To India now, that especially now hearing about the wet wipes. I wonder. I mean, I gotta look more into this wet wipe thing, because here in LA the plumbing is a little bit better, but like there are places like New York City. Ooh, the old timey plumbing. Oh my Lord! You think the rats are a problem? Just wait till the wet wipes get loose out there. David Lucas was on today's episode of Your Mom's House, and there was some interesting things talking about girls that I found. We'll get to that in a second. But first, I wanted to play this clip.
Wow.
We do. Hey, is there anything a woman can say to you that would gross you out? Sexually? Like, what's okay? Annie's shaking his head. No, no. How about this?
Annie, nothing on. I bet I can come up with a few things that can get Annie to be grossed out by a girl saying sexually. I will say this: I've gotten the ick before, and it's not by something they said, but something by that they did. But I'll get into it after we play the clip. Let's continue.
I have an outbreak of herpes. Oh, would that deter you?
Yeah.
Would that be it? The only peener shrinker?
I mean, yeah, that's I a peener shrinker for
depends
me.
Depends how hot she is, but
it does depend on how hot she is. I've had that conversation before, and it has not deterred me. I was younger in my life. I was a risk taker. You know, I don't mind saying it. I've jumped in front of that bullet, and I've somehow matrixed my way past it. I don't know in my older days if I would still venture to. I mean, I would have to love the woman. Now it's more of an emotional attachment for me at the very least. But Annie says, depends on how hot she is. I get that. I've been there. Let's see if anything else strikes.
See. Usually. Yeah, that'll do it.
Is that the only sentence that will deter you?
I mean, I'll
you?
Tell you. I well, okay. Are we talking about just a, in general thing, or are we talking about like a lifelong general, like what I don't like? Or are we talking about specifically something you
Let's
could
do
say?
Both?
Yeah, I mean, herpes outbreak is not going to work for me for sure.
Sure.
I don't care. I'd be like, bitch, to anyone, get out of it. The fuck out of here.
Yeah. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. It's real sympathetic. You don't think you'd be like, oh, okay, well, maybe call me in a couple of weeks.
No,
when
fuck
it's
off.
Cleared up.
No, get
fuck
out of here.
Off. Fuck right off, you and your herpes. Yeah, cool. What a jerk.
I know.
Gosh.
I like it.
So many people have that. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal.
No.
But I'd still be like, get the fuck out of here, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, cool.
So,
fuck out of here.
You know, I never really liked, I it's funny because you have your idea of what you think you like.
Yeah.
I don't like when you meet somebody, she's overtly sexual out of the gate.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Like
I never responded well to it.
Meaning like the very first meeting and she's like, ooh, you got pretty lips. I want to.
If she's like overtly putting it out there, like, yeah. Like let's just fuck. I'm like,
that's kind of weird.
Huh? Huh? Didn't relate with this one.
Yeah, I actually don't like it. I think if there's a fantasy that you like it, I don't like it. Yeah. I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to like talk first.
Courtship.
Yeah, something. Jesus. Like let's have some kind of connection. Yeah.
What? Huh? I mean, if I'm trying to marry this woman, perhaps, but if it's just to get our rocks off, I would think that would be a lot of fun. I don't know. I definitely have had it go both ways.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless she's a fucking straight up fucking
yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, this is, but you've had that. Yeah. And that didn't stop you.
I didn't. It wasn't exciting, though. I didn't like it.
It's interesting. You don't like it if it's too easy.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. I like there to be some build towards it.
A challenge. Un challenge.
Un challenge. And then also some type of, I like there to be real attraction. And the only way I'm going to have that, it has to be like, I like intelligence, I like something emotional. You know what I mean?
I know, it's such a fine dance.
I did not expect this line of thinking to come out of Tom Segura's mouth on this sort of topic. I thought he'd be down for a real hose hound, you know, a real savage sewer monster, you know, when it comes to just like, I'm going to gargle those balls or something. You know what I mean? I thought that's what would have been right up his alley. And sometimes it's right up my alley, and sometimes it's not. I guess it just depends. It's like a pheromones thing. I'm not quite sure. Sound off in the chat. What do you prefer? Do you enjoy when a woman is blatantly trying to F or S or D, or do you prefer a little? I mean, I guess I understand the alphaness of like wanting the chase, but I don't know. I kind of like a slam dunk once in a while too, you know?
Dance, isn't it?
It is because you think when you're horny, you're like, oh, I'll take anything. But yeah. That's like in the state of horniness.
Mm.
Usually you're not just like around people where someone's like, do you need your dick sucked? that's not how it usually works. You
right.
Know?
Yeah, that's usually the opposite of what happens when yeah. you're in that state. I imagine you repel.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
That's just how it is.
Your energy will just repel everything you want.
Yeah, everyone's like, God, ugh,
what's wrong with you?
What's up with the serial killer?
Yeah. Well, girls especially, we know.
You sense it?
Of course. Yeah. Like, whose dick hasn't been touched in forever?
Yeah.
You can sense when a guy's like a total virgin.
Because you want calm energy, right?
Like you want competent, calm energy.
Yeah.
And or like when a guy's too desperate or ugh.
Desperation is the worst.
But the worst energy, in my opinion, is like inexperienced energy, like virginal
and lack
Christian
of,
energy
lack
or something.
Of, yeah, lack of confidence.
Yeah, or like tentative energy is the gross. I can't do it. I can't do tentative.
Yeah, chicks are different than guys, obviously, when it comes to the confidence thing, things like that. Sound off in the chat. Let me know what is something that would gross you out. I mean, I think I guess if a girl was just like so disgusting and she was just like, you know, girls that are just like, you know, I just farted and poop came out of my butt, you know, like that kind of like disgusting. I would get deterred by that. For sure, that kind of energy. Being like, if a girl was just like, I got poop leaking out of my butt, or like, I don't know, something that's just absolutely disgusting. My pussy smells so weird today. Like, if a girl said something like those things, I would probably be a little bit put off. I'll tell you this little tale of a story where I found myself with the yick. And I don't know that I think it's one that I could get over or have gotten over to a degree. But a girl, let's just say we had relations, you know, we did sexual things. This girl was a real adventurous one. I really enjoyed it. Had a great time. She did things. She went down there and did the old, you know, while she was doing her thing, she also went a little lower, you know, did a little that kind of thing. You picking up what I'm putting down here? I think you are. Anywho, flash forward to the next evening. We go to a sporting event and, you know, we're getting ready to go to our seats. We got our beers. She wanted to go to the bathroom first, and so did I. So I said, oh, here's the woman's room. I'm going to go to the men's room. She goes, actually, can you just wait out here for me and hold my beer while I go to the bathroom? I don't want to take my bathroom into the beer. I thought, what? You just had your face in my asshole not but 12 hours ago. And now you need me to, what's going to happen if you take your beer in there? What, are you going to hold it under someone's ass and have them shit right into it directly? I mean, you're worried about poo particles? You just Miss Pac-Man poo particles the whole night. I mean, what the hell are we talking about here? So that kind of put me for a loop. It's not necessarily a gross thing, necessarily, but it is one of those things that could be a nick. I never take a drink in the restroom. I'm with her. Yes, but do you not see the irony, little Bowner? Do you not see how juxtaposed with her actions the night prior, that wouldn't make sense? You'd think this lady would be down to take all the drinks in the restroom based on her actions the night before. You know? Poo pile indeed. There was no poo pile. I took care of it. You know? Dumb broad. I mean, let's not get crazy. I'm not going to disparage her quite like that. Yes, exactly. She just ate the scrum, Corey Sanchez, and now she's like dainty about the beer? That's truly something. It is amazing indeed. Wild stuff here. So let me know if there's anything that's deterrent to you. Maybe it's something as simple as like, I have children. I don't know what it would be, but think about it throughout the show today and discuss. Another thing that came up on the David Lucas situation was something that kind of, maybe if you're not a comedian, it doesn't sort of ring true to you. You know, you don't necessarily find yourself, you know, coming up against this, because obviously these are the women that I come across all the time. These are the women that I end up like in my friendship circle. I end up having crushes on them, you know, that kind of thing, because it's like people you work with or something like that. And if you're a fan, maybe I know that female comedians are always saying how they never really get hit on by fans, whereas like male comics, it's the opposite. It tends to be. So it's always very interesting to me how women think that men are intimidated by their ability to do the comedy, and either they want to come up and be like, well, I'm funnier than you, or they're intimidated by them and don't approach them at all. I always found that very interesting, because I develop crushes pretty easily when I see a woman excelling at something that I find attractive. But David Lucas had a different opinion on these types of things, so let's check it out.
Yes. In L.A., then I'm like, don't talk to the cops, dude.
Can you admit that L.A. was better when the police were profiling people?
I don't know. fuck. Oh, come no, on, I'm not, don't you fucking talk to me about this shit. You know what I can talk to you about? I can talk to you about women shit.
Don't be scared. This is your
show. I don't talk about it. I can talk about women shit. And I feel similarly to the women stuff that you do, where it's like, okay, look, I agree. At one time, women couldn't get credit cards. I get it. We couldn't leave the house. We couldn't
Black
do these things.
Black people could vote before women.
Right. Right. But then also there's a time where you're like, okay, it's 2024. Things are pretty great now. It's like, at what point are you just not taking ownership of your volition of your life? You know, like, I'm a female comic. I started about 20 years ago. Nobody wanted to hear us fucking talk, but I don't care. I ignored it. And I was like, that's okay. One day they will fucking hear me
talk. You're
one
of the few I can actually listen to.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
That's a compliment.
There's like three of y'all. Every time I hear a fucking white female comic, I'm like, here we go. This fucking.
It's the same thing we were saying about you. It's like, right? Like, where you go, I know what they're going to say.
You know what's going to be.
I'm like, all right, here it comes. They're going to tell me they're on fucking meds.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, tell me. You went to Trader Joe's today, bitch?
By the way, I love it all. I eat it up. I'm like, ooh, tell me you're on meds. Tell me about Trader Joe's. Are you going to talk about your pussy next? Can't wait.
It's like the same shit. Talk about your fucking dog more, bitch.
Yeah.
I call that white girl type of comedy, I call it podcast comedy.
Oh, where it's like, it's almost like a, oh, here's what's going on in my life. It's not really like bits.
There's no punches.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My thing, I always get annoyed when I see cute, young, single female comics. And they're like, I can't get a date or I can't get a boyfriend. And you're like, yes, you can. Anybody can get laid.
They
but
can't.
Anybody can get laid.
They can get fucked. They can't get committed to because they're insane. What's wrong with a female? What's wrong with a female comic to where you're doing comedy? I fucked one female comic and it almost made me turn gay. That bitch was using me in punchlines. I'm like, look, ho, I'm gonna send you a cease and fucking desist. If you tell another shit, at least make the joke good, bitch.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think for me, I never enjoyed the stuff that went with being a girl growing up. I don't think it. How do I put this?
You didn't like being a girl growing up?
No.
Y'all got it easy. Like, if I sit down to pee, it's gay.
It is gay.
Yeah. That, you know, like,
Little Bonner said it perfectly. He said it perfectly. David Lucas had a lot of interesting opinions. Go check out the episode. It just debuted today. Boy, oh boy. I see, I'm like the opposite of him on every... I love David Lucas. We see each other. We hug each other. I mean, we get along great. I'm the opposite opinion of him on all of these things. And I don't know if it makes me pathetic or what. I'm like hearing all these things like, I'd love to be the topic of a girl's punchline in a joke. That would be hilarious. By the way, thank you for the any giving me a super chat. I feel like it's insider baseball, but whatever gets it going, I appreciate it. Because by the way, I don't know if you know, folks, the super chats, they all go to this guy right here. Not David Lucas, me. So I really appreciate it when you do that, and I appreciate any getting the ball rolling. Oh, here's Corey Sanchez. I loved his opinion on police. It's so true, and good on his mama. Yeah, no, his mom is someone he really, very much takes care of and is very special to him, so that is awesome. Let's see, what do we have here? Oh, there's some funny comments Cougar just sent me of the Instagram of this episode. And it's from, I don't know if I should dox the name. You can go read it for yourself. But when he said cease and desist on the jokes part, of a woman said, grow a pair, David Lucas, LOL. And then David Lucas said, you miss me. And she said, only a little bit. That is this the woman? This can't be the woman. Is that woman a comic? I didn't know that woman was a comic. It's no one that I'm familiar with, so I don't think you guys would be familiar with it. Cougar, are you there, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you think that's a comic that this person is?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up here. I got to see, because I do follow this person, but I don't know that I can tell if they're a comic or not. And why isn't it showing up on my fucking thing? Interesting. Well, I don't know. Go do some detective work. This is on the Your Mom's House Instagram, right?
Yes.
Maybe people can go do research on their own and find out. But that would, I think they're just joshing each other. I think they're just joshing back and forth. I don't think that woman is a comedian. But nevertheless, maybe it is. Maybe she's in. She's an open mic person that
I'm unaware. It's a fun time looking through those comment sections either way.
It is indeed. So go out there and do it, folks. Go check it out. Well, Cougar, while we're here, why don't we start discussing a monumental moment that occurred? It is the Danny Brown live show. And before we start talking about the ins and outs, the behind-the-scenes type stuff, there was something that was very cool. If you haven't watched it, they opened up the live show by airing a unaired portion, like a highlight reel of a test show that they did with Danny Brown. And I wanted to start things off by playing that for you.
So, I mean, we don't have an intro yet, but you want to just start this like it's a regular show?
Yeah, that's cool. I will tell you one of my favorite shows on YouTube. It's actually an ongoing show. It's called Mace Wars.
Mace Wars.
You got these live streamers that just walk around LA and they just mace each other. Watching Cyrax, that's been pretty much my main guy right there. Yeah, there we go.
Holy shit, man. This guy looks rough. I'm
following him. He's great, look.
Yo, what are you watching, dog?
As you guys can see, I definitely have a lot of hobbies.
Yeah. A lot of hobbies.
We barbecue. Well, I burnt up every goddamn thing. I ain't barbecue shit. I just fucked up the ribs. You know what I'm saying? Invited everybody over to fucking burn the ribs. That's only me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm so mad at myself.
Did you guys eat them anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, white people just was being nice. If my niggas was in there, they'd be like, man, you fucked up the ribs, you know what I'm saying?
Have you tried that Delta 8 out here?
That seemed like some crackhead shit to me.
Yeah, right?
I just don't got the heart to be just sitting there like, let me get that OG Kush Delta 8 from out the liquor store. I know that got to be fucked up. Now you talk to a nigga, you smoke that shit, he be having system error drops and everything, man. Like, what the fuck?
Danny, what's some weird white people shit you've seen lately?
The casserole game.
The casserole game.
Yeah,
we'll talk about cause that.
I went over there and it was a casserole buffet. It was like every type of casserole you can think of: tuna casserole, chicken casserole, green bean casserole, spinach casserole.
Black people don't fuck with casseroles.
Not that I know of. I ain't never pulled up to no function, to no Thanksgiving function, and it was casseroles everywhere. Like the other day, my girl made some lasagna. But for some reason, she put carrots in this shit. I could just feel her staring at me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm taking a bite, and she's just looking at me. And I'm just trying my best to, like, just keep a straight face and be like, but then I couldn't help it. I'm like, you put carrots in this shit? My name is Julia from Michigan. Hey, shouts out Michigan. But been living in Montana. Wow, how does that happen? That just seems like a real lawless type of place to just escape to. Yeah, tuna mac's amazing, but I just ate that so much in jail that now I'm being in a free world. It's like, man, what am I doing? I can't be eating tuna mac out here, man. I just feel like I'm gonna catch a case. Like when I was locked up, they like, if you'll never want to come back, it's just two things you gotta do. Never eat tuna mac and stay in the house at the 10 p.m. You know what I'm saying?
Danny, what are your new songs you're working on?
Yeah, the new songs I've been recording for the album. It was definitely needed, I would say. I feel like this album was getting a little too sad. So I'm able to put some color into it now, which is going to be cool. You know what I'm saying? So the other night I was on Twitch and then beautiful, wonderful Adriana Chechik was on there. And it was one of the best streams I've ever seen in my life. So I want to shout her out.
Oh, shit. That's the wrong one.
I'm living a great life. Love you guys. Peace. Have a good one.
That was so cool to see. And also, it's so funny how funny Danny is, where it sounded like the unaired episode was taped in front of a live audience because the crowd reaction, he was getting laughs on all of the things there. What's up, Chad? We got Chad, we got Cougar, both taking part in the old Danny Brown 100th live show. And it's so funny because I remember back before even like Nadav was working with Tom and Christina, they would do live shows and there wasn't even video elements. It was just audio. And I remember Tom like would hate doing them because the technology would be so shitty and the people that they'd use in the other cities would fuck it all up. And then, you know, it would be a mess and he would get very frustrated with it. So it's so cool to see how far your mom's house has come, not only doing live shows like the one you guys did in Austin for YMH Live, but this now, you know, doing in front of a huge audience, taping something and it being pretty flawless. I mean, it was a great production. So congratulations to you fellas.
Thanks, Potter. Yeah, I mean, like a lot of credit for that goes to, you know, any Tanner, Cougar, Zolo, Alan who edited. Caitlin was there to help pass mics around. So the Flawlessness, you know, was the whole team basically working together. And then also credit goes to Hannibal because, you know, we had this live show. We had this 100th episode coming up and we were trying to figure out what to do with it. And we had tossed around the idea of a live show. And then I think just a few days before, Hannibal was like, hey, we can do it at the Creek in the Cave. So, yeah, we all put that together in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, shout out Rebecca Trent. I love the Creek. I love Rebecca. So, and she's always down to do fun things like that. But boy, oh boy, I mean, just like the other flawless part I thought was like, and I know Danny has like a hard time with the silence. He like brought it up a couple times when he would say something and not get a laugh. I thought that was so funny, like almost in like an adorable way. But like, you know, he would get, he got so many laughs during the entirety of the conversation, and the crowd was really into it. And even like you guys were going around and having audience ask questions. It didn't even seem like you, well, I mean, you definitely didn't screen them, I know, but it would still, I mean, everyone was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, Danny's just so naturally funny, and the crowd, like having the live crowd there added such a fun element to it. And I think that also helped Danny get more, you know, comfortable and enjoy the show as it went along.
Do you think that Danny, if you were to pre-screen the questions, do you think that that Steve-O one would have made it on the air?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes the chaos is kind of fun, you know?
No, it worked out great. And I mean, I thought it was really candid how he answered it. And it definitely made a lot of sense. I mean, I have had one instance with Steve-O where I don't mind, because I was like, well, I'll share this, you know, with Danny if I ever get to run into him again. But he is, you know, he was pretty spot on with, you know, how others have had interactions with the guy. And, you know, I mean, people in their sobriety, I'm not a sober person, so I don't know what that struggle is like, but maybe people are just white knuckling it all of the time to the point where they sometimes, you know, have moments that they necessarily regret or whatever. But I think it's, it was wild. One time I was working with Steve-O and he was getting a ride home at the end of the night after the shows were over waiting. He's like asking the manager of the club, you know, who's going to give me a ride back to the hotel, you know, just around the block or whatever. And it was so funny. There was a waiter like having his shift drink, you know, he was drinking a Corona and he like finished. He goes, oh, I can go. I'm about to leave. And Steve-O freaked out. It was like, this guy's pounding beers and he's going to give me a ride home. And I was just sitting there. It was kind of like the girl who asked me to hold her drink outside the bathroom. I was like, this guy got launched into space in like a full porta potty. And now he's scared to drive 10 minutes with a guy who had a Corona. I mean, what are we doing here?
That's pretty funny.
But, you know, same sort of belief. But yeah, no, I thought it was kind of cool that you guys kept it unfiltered and just went out into the crowd and did it. And it seemed seamless and everything seemed great. Now tell us in terms of, were there any like fires you guys had to put out leading up to it? Was it like a tense situation at all tech wise, or is this show significantly worse every fucking week when we go?
I mean, it was there. It mostly ran pretty smoothly leading up to it, though. I think, you know, the team, like any of them, got there at like 7. We were running into sound issues that we had to figure out, so that was kind of stressful. And then Hannibal, we were waiting all day for Hannibal to send us his music video because he premiered it that day. And he gets it to us, but like as the show's starting. So like the one technical hiccup you see in the live show towards the end is when we go to play it and it goes this really small screen and we can't maximize it. And Hannibal's like, you know, maximize, make it full screen. Couldn't get it. Eventually we did.
You figured it out. Well, we have that music video, as a matter of fact. People, by the way, are roasting me for my technology in the chat. Someone should do a Josh Potter is figuring out technology song. That is Zach Attack that said that. Corey Sanchez giving suggestions on maybe the vibe of the song. It should be like an old 50s sitcom intro. Someone over at YMH is also adding to the lyrics. Thank you. Little Bounder says, I miss YMH Live. I caught the awesome one. That one was like the pinnacle one, that live show. I mean, talk about, were you there, Chad, for that live show?
That was right when I started. So like I was at that show, but I wasn't, you know, doing anything behind the scenes. But that was like,
I see.
That was my first, I knew about YMH, but like seeing it live and what they were showing on the live, show, that was like my first experience of being like, oh, this is what I'm getting into.
Yeah, that, I mean, that is an extreme case. And I'd imagine the live Austin one, that was one of the few that I wasn't working on. So I didn't see like the entirety of it. And, but I mean, obviously I am conditioned from the other live shows, but I know that one, they went above and beyond.
There were people walking out.
Yeah. There were people walking out. I love it. Yeah. Matt Mancini says, I don't get live notifications for these episodes on YouTube. We're trying to figure it out there, Matt Mancini. We went on the air today, and I don't even know if anyone knew about it. I mean, there was like, it went out, it went up, and it just, it wasn't showing up on YouTube. So we're going to figure it out. We're still, you know, hammering out the kinks. This is our first foyer into live streaming every week, you know, at this time. We're trying to figure it all out in terms of how to use it on YouTube and like the optimal times and everything else. So thank you for your patience, Matt Mancini. Keep your eyes peeled and just know that every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, we will go live. Oh, Corey Sanchez is writing words to the song now. Yes, it was Little Bounder Peak. Your mom, it was, I think the live shows after it have been fantastic as well. Maybe because I'm biased because I was in some of them. But other than that, I definitely think that was crazy because it was in front of a live audience. And so was this. And I hope more shows go in front of, I mean, this is live in front of an audience on the internet. But I would hope more of the shows get in front of audiences as well. And maybe, is that something in the works there, Chad? Have you guys talked about that at all?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing solidified, but I think, I mean, Danny would like to do more. We would like to do more. There are things potentially in the works, so I guess keep an eye out for that.
Yes, indeed. I'm reading this chat here from YMH Studios. Bleeding penis inside of an almost 200-year-old theater. No, it is true, and I've performed at the Paramount Theater myself, and when you go into these nice theaters, sometimes just saying the words that you come up with and going like, I can't believe I'm going to say these words in the, there's like a chandelier up there. This is crazy. But I can't imagine playing bleeding penises and things like that. I can't imagine doing that in like the same
place.
That's
what a lot of people were walking out from, I think.
From the bleeding penis?
Yeah, the clip of the dude's urethra being cut open or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the urethra ones really get me, Tom. That's like the Christmas episode of YMH Live. I was there. I did the pre-show on that one as well. And afterwards, you know, I'm enjoying a beer, watching the program like everybody else, and we were in the conference room. And that was the part that made me have to go outside, was when I saw the stilettos go into the penis, these types of things.
Yeah, anything penis related, I have to look away.
Anything penis related. Just the mutilation, mostly for me. I'll never forget all the genital mutilation from YMH Live 8. Yes, no, there's, I can't, they all blend together in terms of that. So, I mean, we're just wetting our whistle. Hopefully there will be one soon. And like Chad was saying, hopefully we'll get some more of the Your Mom's House podcasts out there live. But thanks for coming on, Chad, and talking about Chad's Christmas song was amazing, Corey Sanchez says. Look at that.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, Corey. I mean, yeah, the choir. That was a great moment in that live too. That might have been my favorite live just because of all the Christmas themes and things like that. It was wonderful.
I always love Christmas stuff, so you know.
Me too. That would be a fun thing to do again someday, hopefully. But thank you, Chad, for coming on. I love you, buddy. And keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks,
Everyone
brother.
Say bye to Chad. All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Oh, boy. The Roach is I can't believe I'm getting through the show today. I mean, like I said, I had that incident last night. I don't know if you missed it at the beginning of the show, but I fucking basically fainted at a concert last night, and I've been all like foggy brain since then, so I'm kind of impressed with myself. One thing I wanted to get to from the Danny Brown 100th episode was that Hannibal Buress music video that debuted. I thought, why not play it here on Behind the Jeans?
Threw up for me.
I want to be serious for a second.
I'll call you back.
And there it was. People are looking terrible in these streets. Y'all look real weak and flimsy out here. I see you at the grocery store struggling with stuff that should not require a struggle. A six-pack of canned Sprite, you should be ashamed of yourself. I saw a man break his wrist on the push side of the door at Taco Bell. I ask you to join me on this journey. We need more weight lifters. Where are our heroes? Our heads are bigger than our chests. Hear me now, people of Los Angeles, metropolitan area, surrounding cities, even you, Downey. Where are our heroes?
It's time.
I live weights. 20 reps a day. I lift weights. Do it every day. Double up the. I lift weights. 20 sets of 10. Double up the reps. Then I go again. I lift weights. It's my damn life.
Kumail.
I lift weights. Do it every night. Do it every day. Protein shakes. Pre-workout. I don't really play. Every day I lift. Every day I lift. I'm just addicted. I just do this shit. I lift weights. I stay strong. Creatine shakes. Yeah, that's what I'm on. Creatine life. Lift a lot of weights. Double up the weight. Yeah, weight. I lift weights. Yeah, I'm just strong.
It seems that amateur bowler Hannibal Buress has really gotten into weightlifting. He's been running around the streets of Los Angeles hounding people to lift 5-pound weights. I mean, I'm thrilled nonetheless, but it's like, Hannibal? Buress, the bowler? Like, why him? You know what I'm saying? Who died and made you Arnold Schwarzenegger? Arnold Schwarzenegger's still here. Why is his last name Nigger?
I lift weights!
Oh boy, we're gonna get kicked off the stream for these. No, I'm just kidding. I should have had somebody on here with me so that I could be like, it's okay, it's Hannibal's music video. But if you want to watch the entirety of it, go over and watch the 100th episode of the Danny Brown Show, which just came out on Your Mom's House Studios. And next up, I thought, why not go back to speaking of live shows? This one is from back in old episode 160. It was live from San Francisco. So I thought we could go open the vault and get something from that, one of the live shows of the past. Let's see. This is the opening clip that was used. All right, vault. Let's see what it was. I'm going to show you right now. Ooh. See if you can remember this one from episode 160.
Oh, God. Oh.
Father of two, Dale Decker, suffers from a rare and seemingly incurable condition that leads to him suffering up to 100 unwanted orgasms a day.
There's nothing pleasurable about it, because even though it might physically feel good, the whole time inside your mind, you're completely disgusted by what's going on. And depending on where you're at, if you're in public, if you're in front of kids, if you're around strangers, I mean, it can make a person break real fast.
The 37-year-old is the first man to ever speak publicly about the condition known as persistent sexual arousal syndrome, or PSAS, and he says it's ruining his life.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there while your whole family is standing behind you, it just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live. But you know what? You just keep on coming.
Isn't that just a motto for life? You just keep on coming. It's like, you know, keep on trucking. Keep on grinding. Keep on coming, folks.
Dale, from Wisconsin in America, was enjoying his suburban life in 2012 when he slipped a disc in his back while getting out of a chair, triggering the condition for unknown reasons.
They put me in the back of the ambulance to take me to the hospital, and on the way there, I had my first 5 orgasms.
Hell yeah.
And it never stopped.
Now, what I always wondered about this clip, and this clip has been in the Your Mom's House lexicon for many, many, many moons, and I don't know if we ever got to the bottom of this. I think we did. it was determined that every time he comes, it's not like jizz is coming out every time. I would need a jizz to no jizz ratio before I can determine whether or not this is a prison. Obviously, it's not ideal. No one wants to have this infliction. This isn't something that I sit there and I go, well, wouldn't that be nice? No, not at all. But before I can sit there and just really determine what kind of prison this man lives in, I would need to know how much liquid is being drained from his body. Obviously, all of it, but the refractory period. You know what I'm saying? If you just keep jizzing like that, if you keep coming like that, are you pumping out fluids every time? Or is it just like squirts here and there? I need to know what cleanup is like. Because if he's going to his dad's funeral and he's just like, oh, you know, and nothing comes out, it's like, you know, you could try and learn to mitigate that, you know, the way people do with other ticks, perhaps. But if you have a load every fucking orgasm, boy, oh boy, that becomes tough. That makes going out in public extra embarrassing, extra difficult. So I'm not sure if we ever did get to the bottom of that. But that was, I do believe, we learned that it can't possibly have come out every single time. I do rideshare, and I picked up a woman who had this. Well, that's hot. When a woman has it, oh my lord, that's fun. I would like to marry a woman like that. Sure, you can't bring her around everywhere, and maybe that's for the best too. But boy, oh boy, wouldn't she be a good time, you know? Although there would be occasions where I would get sick of it, probably. You know, I probably get sick of anything that was too much of a good thing at the end of the day. But it does sound hotter when a woman has it. That's certainly for sure. It is the opposite of me. You know, I mean, here's the thing, little Bowner. If we want to get to the nuts and bolts of it, I can make myself come. Probably, you know, a tenth of what this guy can do in a day. It's still quite a lot for the average bear, I would imagine. But I think, at the end of the day, I would rather have what I have than what this gentleman has, even if we, you know, talk sans fluid here. I don't want to have another orgasm rewatching that clip. Don't trip. Come on. You're going to want to have one. Give it a couple of hours. You'll change your mind. This chat by Mr. Clavicles still gets me. Oh, boy. He's so dehydrated. I would imagine he is so dehydrated at the end of the day. You know, you would need to really drink a lot of fluids if that's the case. If every time you're running risk of draining yourself, boy, oh boy, that's tough. 29-minute ride. Oh, my Lord, I would have recorded it. No, I'm just kidding. But wowee, Gazowie, let's watch the rest of this thing because this is still so much fun.
Dale has been unable to work since the accident and is mostly housebound through fear of experiencing an episode in public. But he enjoys playing frisbee golf with his closest friends.
Oh, that was a hell of a shot. Oh, oh, he's coming.
God.
Oh. He's coming again.
They happen at all times in any situation.
Man, he's not just having like an orgasm, too. He's having leg crippling orgasms. I thought he was going to start salt burning the ground there. I thought he was going to start writhing on it and grinding into it. Boy, oh boy. I miss this. I definitely remember because your mom's house back at episode 160 was all audio. So there wasn't the YouTube element like there is today. But I remember just like having to find this clip and having a difficult time. You know, what do you type in to find that guy who comes a lot? You know what I mean? It was tough for me.
They happen when I'm awake. They happen when I'm asleep. They happen in the shower.
Sick. That's the best place to happen. They happen in the shower. You said they happen in the shower as if that was something that was detrimental to his lifestyle. That's where I would want them all to happen. If I'm going to have this sort of infliction, I would want to funnel them all to shower time. I mean, that's the best place. He listed that as if it was the third worst place. He's like, when I'm awake, when I'm asleep, when I'm in the shower. When you're in the shower, you're just talking about your dad's funeral, pal.
Rather powerful orgasmic sensations flow through my entire body. And now it feels like every muscle from here to about here is doing this.
While the condition is so rare most doctors can't even diagnose it, it is widely acknowledged by specialists in the field.
PSAS
is a condition of unrelenting genital arousal and spasm.
Unrelenting genital arousal. That's so wild that that's a thing that's in the medical field. I want to just go claim that one. Corey Sanchez wants to know, can this man legally drive? I don't know. Boy, oh boy. I would doubt it if he's going to have this sort of crippling effect on him, you know? Can you do a poll for people who come in the shower? I don't. Zach, you don't? Let's do a poll. I don't know how to do an actual poll, but let's just go out, just type in a yes. A poll. Yes, I know. Let's not spelling shame. Let's not spelling shame here on Behind the Jeans. You know, if we're going to spelling shame, it's a slippery slope. Then I'm going to get shamed for other things. And I don't need any more. Oh, I see what you're saying. Ah, I didn't even think on this level. Pun intended. We have women here as well who don't necessarily, you know, like may use a poll to do that. But if you are a person who comes in the shower, Type the number 2 in the chat. I mean, I would think, Little Bounder says he's like, I'm a shower jerker. Yes. You know what? There was always that rumor we were talking about, and this comes full circle to the beginning of the episode. We were talking about flushing those wipes into the plumbing there and them becoming sentient. I remember the old urban legend. Back when I was in college, the dorms, they would say, you know, too many people are jerking off in the shower, and now the plumbing is ruined because of all the cum in the drain. Because cum and water, I guess, are like oil and water. They don't mix. Ooh, we've got some going here. Ooh, this is a one, a two, a two. We got a couple of twos. Mr. Clavicles. Big, I can't read this one. Big D Goth GF. Ooh, I like that. We got a couple. I like that people are putting ones in the chat as if that's the nay. I guess that could count as a nay. We have a lot of people who don't jerk it in the shower. Well, where on earth do you do it then, huh? You just do it in your bed and squirt it on your belly and then go about your life? I mean, what are we talking about here? Do it in a sock? Are you one of the sock people like it's the fucking 60s?
Which is not necessarily sexual. They have no idea when this is going to happen or how often.
And he says over the toilet. Over the toilet? Come on the screen. Are you there? Can you talk?
Sorry. He's talking to me. What's up, Potter?
Over the toilet?
Yeah.
You just line it up and just stand over the toilet? What if you got a knee buckler like this guy?
A knee buckler? I mean, I ain't no bitch, man. Man up, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, is that bad? Relax.
Have you ever, like dropped your phone in the toilet while you were jerking?
Morning, and there's no cleanup. The fuck you mean? It's perfect.
You do it every morning? Is that what you said?
No, I'm saying you piss every morning. You'd be able to aim in that shit, and that's a longer stream. So you telling me you can't do that for like a half second? Nigga, fucking grow up.
No, it's just the, like, actual, like, you know, jerking my dick over the toilet. I don't know. It's not the most romantic pose, I would imagine. You know what I'm saying? Or do you just, like, wait till you're
romantic?
Yeah, I do like to romance myself a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you.
What the hell? You be lighting candles and shit?
Not quite like that, but, you know, I just, like, I'm like, hey there, stranger. You know, I don't know. I just, it's a little more... It's at least a little, it's just a little less animalistic. Do you watch porn when you do it, is all I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
So do you have you ever dropped your phone in the toilet while you're like,
fuck no.
God damn. But if that's I did, such
let me
a,
tell you,
a
that phone's gone. I ain't going to pick up that phone. That's it.
Even if
that's
it's pre-cum, it just hits the toilet and that's the end of the, that's the end of the phone.
I don't care if I didn't come yet. If that phone touches that inside of the toilet, it's over. That's a wrap for me.
Would you get it out or try to flush it?
Fuck no. I'm not getting it out. Someone else going to get it out.
A plumber? You're going to call a plumber to come take the phone out of the toilet?
Shit, maybe. I don't know. I'd probably just call like one of those, what are those niggas called? The Fivers? I'll call one of those niggas. You know what I'm saying? They cheap. It's like $30, but hey, come take this shit out, fam. Don't ask me fucking questions either. Just fucking take it out. Put it in the bed. And don't.
Well, in that case, you got to come on top of it after it's already in there. I mean, shit. If you're going to call someone to come get it out.
I mean, that ain't my problem. They can wear gloves.
Exactly. That's wild. I've never heard over the toilet before, but keep up the good work, buddy.
it's kind of a challenge too, because you know
it is a challenge.
You do get that little knee buckle, but yes, then you man up. You know what I'm saying? You're like, no, I'm better than this. I don't need to.
Well, that was always the thing. Like in the shower, I would even have that too. But you can kind of just like sit down on the side, or like you know, at least you're in the tub, so you can even like lay down if you're a crazy person. But I don't know. The shower, the toilet.
You ain't ever. Wait, hold up. Wait. Does that mean you never stand and fuck the bitch?
No, I have. I don't prefer it. I'm not. What am I, a fucking athlete over here? What am I, in the Olympics?
I mean, doesn't it? Don't you feel like empowered though? You know what I'm saying? Don't you feel like a man? It's different.
I guess, but I mean, I get also that I'm like, I'm really showing the limitations of my physical acumen. I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna lay down.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm not trying.
I don't know. I guess that's just a personal preference. I mean, I'm a weird ass nigga, but you know, you should probably get me off this mic now.
All right. Well, thanks for chiming in. And that is an interesting. You always have an interesting place you do things.
Yeah, you got it, baby. That's
an interesting way of doing things, I should say. All right, buddy. Yeah, I'm still talking like a fucking idiot because my head's all like
can lead to
discombobulated
suffering.
And this suffering is felt in Dale's home life, where wife April struggles to cope with the situation.
We tend to have
he has a wife. You ever just walk around and just go, can you I can't believe the people who have wives in this world. And I'm like, I can't even, I mean, like, am I that far lost? Some of these people who have wives, you're like, what? How on earth? This guy, he's coming all over the place, and a woman is still like, hey, I love him.
Arguments about stuff that really shouldn't be argued about.
What could she be arguing with him about? Stop coming. He's like, I do. At his
already
wedding.
Struggle right now. He can't work and help supplies, so I feel stressed from that.
And PSAS is even affecting Dale's relationship with his children.
Well, that I would imagine would be the case. But I mean, nowadays, you know, you got to hope if you have this infliction here in 2024, you can work from home at the very least. You know, there's plenty of jobs where you could be like the old roach here in front of a computer and your house clickety clacking on the keys. And you can be like, oh, and no one's the wiser unless you're like Jeffrey Toobin and you get on a Zoom call and then you're in trouble, you know? But that is a fun clip. Go back and check out Your Mom's House episode 160 live from San Francisco if you want to go check out how the mommies discuss that. I want to thank all the folks in the chat. I'm sorry that we came in here a little bit messed up today. I don't know why it didn't trigger onto the live thing. We're going to figure it all out, get it all fixed up, and next week we'll be back. So, but do remember, every Wednesday we go live at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. So just keep that in mind. And if it's not popping up on there, just know that we're trying. We're doing it somewhere. So keep your eyes peeled, and hopefully we'll get all the notifications and everything fixed up for next time. And if you are watching this on replay, behindthegeneshow@gmail.com, behindthegeneshow@gmail.com. That's where you can send in things like we had with our From the Vault clip there. The vault. Forgot to close it up. Got to close it back up after we're done with it, you know. But do send in something, behindthegeneshow@gmail.com. You can also send in songs, music, all that kind of stuff. And I'll end with a music video, if I can pull it up here, from Mr. Clavicles. This is a fun thing that everybody was kind of raving about when it went down. And I had it right here. We'll end with this video before we go. Oh boy, I should have just had it lined up. Why can't I find it? Oh boy. Am I fucking dumb? I sure am. It's a matter of seeing as opposed to being dumb. But yes, Mr. Clavicles, and I do believe Fart Simpson was involved in this as well. I'm just going to search. Okay. All right. We are doing it. It is coming. Maybe it's not. Maybe I blew it. I have the link here. Fucking work. Aha. Okay. Here it comes, folks. Sorry about that. Had thought I had it pulled up. I did not.
By the way, you know that closing song that people flipped for? Fart Simpson did it with, well, he put the song together. They made a music video with Mr. Clavicles.
What?
And the video, it's unbelievable, the video.
Oh, yeah. Big black cock.
Look at this. This we could show so far. We could show this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe not that part.
Look at that guy.
Hey. Wow.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
Yo, Josh.
Who this?
You want to pop champagne?
You want to pop champagne?
Yeah. Call you Mr. Little, Mr. Noodle Man. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Got to tear those tits off, man. Yeah. Burning my tits.
What about your tits?
Smoking, stroking, man. I'm going to burn my tits, man. I'm a real man. I can take it.
That's good. Whatever brings you joy, you know?
Shut the fuck up, man. I come to fuck that fucking hole, man. Don't get pissed on me. I'm going to puke on me. You want to shit in my chest and jerk me up with your shit?
Yeah.
What?
Motherfucker, licking your nuts, licking your sacks. Yeah. I'm going to milk my dick.
How big's your dick?
I'm going to come. Yeah, let the team go.
Goodbye.
I'll come.
Wow.
It's such
powerful.
A big one.
Wow.
I was listening to it on my jog
thanks
this morning.
For all come,
Fart, what a great duo. Fart Simpson and Mr. Clavicles.
And Mr. Clavicles. Wow. Together.
The perfect good one, wow. Song and video.
You know,
Mr. Clavicles.
Thank you to Mr. Clavicles for sending it in. Thanks to Fart Simpson. Thanks to all of you checking out Behind the Jeans today in the live chat. And if you're watching on replay, thank you very much as well. And we will see you next week live Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for watching, everybody. I love you very much.
This is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pachitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house. Beep.